What's happening? I'm back at it. Got another one. Thanks for taking the time to check me out. So look, I wanted to show y'all something. And the reason I wanted to show y'all this, because at one point, before my wife and I sold our old home, we were just kind of, you know, playing around with the idea of maybe renting out the old house. But then we decided not to. And one of the major reasons is because of what's in this next video that I'm about to show you. Now, I understand that not everybody that you rent to will be like this. But it's just one of those things that you kind of have to think about and then decide if you want to kind of put up with this. So, yeah, let's get this one loaded up and I'm going to show y'all this because I think this is just, I mean, it's crazy. So let's check it out.
Two homeowners in Cibolo sounding the alarm on a pair of nightmare tenants. The couple with five children say it's the landlords who are causing the issues. Well, KSAT Investigates uncovered dozens of calls to police with allegations of child and animal abuse at that home. Lee Waldman takes us inside the one home the landlord is calling a biohazard area.
They're no longer allowed to enter the premises after the date that's posted on there.
After months of battling, Will Sherman has control of his home again after dealing with what he calls nightmare renters. The home where he raised his own family destroyed.
The smell of death just hit me, you know, right in the face. Walking through the home was horrifying, seeing everything.
This is one of four dumpsters that's been filled with items that were left inside of this home, but what's still in there is just as bad.
You can actually see roaches.
Bugs, the smell of urine and feces, needles on the ground, torn up carpets. That's the toned down version of what Sherman found in his home after getting his renters, Brandon and Kyle Garrett, and their children out.
There were five kids living in this. To know that they had all of these dogs that were just left here in the heat of the summer with no air conditioning, no power or anything, just left here to fend for themselves. It's heartbreaking.
Sherman says two dead dogs and the leg of a third were found inside the upstairs bedroom.
Wait, hold on. Did they say the leg of a dog was found inside the home? Damn, did the other dogs eat that dog before they died? Like what kind of horror house were they living in? Yeah. Body parts of dogs, man, that's crazy.
Garrett's for 3 years between 2020 and 2023. Cibolo police were called 24 times in that span. Everything from child protective services complaints, cruelty to animals, and assault calls. Rent was getting paid later and later until Sherman says he reached a breaking point this summer and decided to file for eviction.
Their response was, do what you need to do. It takes 30 days to file for eviction. We'll be out by the end of July.
In August, Sherman says he didn't see anyone in the home, so he changed the locks. That's when Garrett shattered the backsliding glass door, a fact he admitted to himself in our interview.
You know, my dogs had been in there for a week. No food. Yeah, I hadn't seen any sign of anybody coming in. So I broke the sliding glass door down.
The rest of their family moved out that summer because of health issues his husband Kyle was experiencing.
This happened in a week.
It wasn't like that when I left.
Garrett promised to send pictures of how he allegedly left the home, but those still haven't come. But this isn't the first time the couple has been accused of trashing a rental home in the Cibolo area.
Walked in the house and immediately got sick because they had destroyed the entire house.
Michael Singleton rented to the Garretts from 2013 to 2017. He says the couple consistently paid their rent late or not at all in that final year. After filing for eviction, Singleton went to court in 2018 to try and accrue the $25,000 needed to fix the damage left behind.
I only went to small claims court with them and got $10,000 awarded.
Garrett has an explanation for what happened with Singleton as well.
Everything was going great with him until Kyle came out as transgender.
Garrett says there.
Man, what does that have to do with not paying rent and then trashing the place? That it's like this dude got an excuse or an explanation for everything.
issues as renters started when they moved to Cibolo, and he has every intention of paying the money he owes Singleton. As for Sherman, he's still trying to get his home back in livable condition. Then he'll be pursuing legal action as well.
I'm going to pursue every avenue that I have.
For KSAT Investigates, I'm Lee Waldman.
Cibolo Animal Control is still investigating after the bodies of those dogs were found inside of Sherman's home to determine if any criminal charges will be filed in that case.
Keep up to date.
All right, man, that's just disgusting, man. That right there, I mean, that's wow. Nasty and disgusting. And this guy, the tenant, I mean, he seemed to have an excuse or explanation for everything that went wrong. You know, the way that house was destroyed, I mean, that doesn't happen in a week. It just doesn't happen in a week. And if something happens where, something gets damaged or whatever, as a renter, you're going to fix it. Because you don't want to lose your deposit when you get ready to move out. You don't want to get charged for the damages. So you try your best to leave the house as clean as possible. You return it in the condition that you received it in or better. But that place was just filthy. And then to think that they had children living in that filth. I mean, come on. And I know a lot of people will say, well, you got to do background checks on people, which is true. And, you know, a background check, you know, is a good thing when we're talking about renting out your property to somebody else. But you just don't know. Right. People are good at putting on the front. And sometimes a background check is just not going to give you enough information or insight into how people are living. And for the guy to go on the news, the tenant to go on the news talking about it, you know, talking about that's not how the property was left. I don't think anybody's buying that. Like I said, this doesn't happen in a week. That's a buildup of filth over an extended period of time. I mean, you can clean your house, have it spotless, and not clean up for a month. And it still won't look like that. I mean, not if you cleaning as you go and just doing the simple stuff like taking out the trash. But I mean, this is just wild. But this is why I decided against, you know, getting into being a landlord. It just seems like it's too much of a headache to deal with. Because when things are good, things are good. But when it's bad, it's terrible. And the property owner, he'll probably never see a single cent of that money. I mean, if he does maybe get some money, it's probably not going to be enough to cover the damages, you know, and what it would cost, you know, to fix everything. We're talking about a biohazard, which at this point, it makes the home unsuitable to live in. Yeah, I mean, this situation goes beyond having clutter in the home. I mean, you got dead animals, body parts of dead animals, roaches, feces, dirty needles on the floor, and who knows what else inside that home. And then this is not their first time doing it. They did it to another guy. So you got to understand that, you know, there are some people out there that do these things for a, I don't want to say a living, but it's a hustle. You know, they game the system knowing that they can't just be put out on the street. They know the property owner and the landlord, you know, the landlord has to go through the proper legal channel to get them out. And in a lot of cases that could take months and sometimes years. And while all that's going on, the property owner's losing money. And the people who do these things, they know that and they take full advantage of it. Because now what they get to do is sit back, save whatever little money they have, living rent free until they can, you know, pay on another place. And then they move on to the next place and start the cycle all over again. But this is just horrible. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're not going to pay the rent. But to leave the place in such horrible conditions, like what this house looked like, and then to be living in that filth, I mean, it's insane to me. Right? And like I was saying, this is not the only situation. You know, that was another guy that they did the same thing too. So to him. So it just seems like this is their MO. That's how they get down. That's how they operate. And another thing you got to understand is some people will become spiteful, especially when you tell them that you're going to evict them. And then that's when they want to try to exact some kind of revenge, and they do it by destroying the property. I mean, even if the owner was a bad landlord, because there are some bad landlords out there. Even if that was the case, that's not the way you handle that situation. That's not the way you you handle whatever dispute or disagreement that you have with the property owner. Destroying the property, it only makes you look bad. And whatever grievances that you had, they go out the window. Look, I mean, I get it. People fall on hard times or whatever, but to try to shift blame to, you know, somebody else for a situation that you caused, I mean, it's just irresponsible. And then for the tenant to go on the news and try to explain this like it's some kind of like it makes some kind of sense. I mean, it just doesn't. Because now after seeing this, nobody's going to have any sympathy. I mean, maybe for the children's sake, they might. But now that it's been blasted on the news, nobody's going to want to have to deal with him and all the issues that he's bringing in with him. So if you're a property owner down in Cibolo, Texas, who rents their property out and, you know, the surrounding areas of San Antonio, you might want to think twice when it comes to these tenants when you see their names pop up. So that's been it. But let me know what y'all think about this one. Does something like this happen in a week? I mean, are you buying the tenant's story about what happened to the house? I mean, the guy's sitting up there talking about health issues, but maybe that the way that house looked, I mean, maybe that's probably why you having health issues, because you're living in a petri dish of filth. So let me know, man. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace.